You know, I always wonder what these artists are running from, because there's all these songs are called I'm Running or Run or Won't Stop Running. Why are you running? Why? Why are you running? Great Big World is called Can't Stop Running on MFM. It brings us to 3:15 on the lunch show with myself, Setu. It's a Wednesday after all, so it means it's time for Bits and Bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Hello, Tian in studio.
Hello there.
Another week.
Another week.
Another week.
It's been a fairly slow week when it comes to tech and stuff.
Yeah, as you said last week as well. Yeah.
But from yesterday onwards, it's actually been quite busy. So last week Wednesday on the day the 7th at 6 o'clock that night, that new iPhone got launched. And obviously, big hoo-ha, and then there's a big oh no. So that started. But the biggest news is one of the platforms that we mostly use in South Africa, I think, is WhatsApp. I know it's fairly widely used.
I saw that when you sent me the
And there's a few nice sort of stuff they did, updates they did, I thought I'd share with you. Because if you don't know it, you're not going to go and play with it. And it started off with them changing the way you forward messages. You used to be able only to forward a message to one person. Now it's like any other sort of Android or iOS thing. You can select multiple people to forward to. That's quite nice. So you don't have to cast to broadcast to people anymore. You can just forward stuff. Yeah, that's actually quite cool. And then secondly, you can now, if you want to share stuff, especially on your Android phone, you can actually share it. You know, normally when you share something like a photo that, you click on the photo and you say share. It brings up all your apps, different apps. It used to bring up WhatsApp, Bluetooth, whatever. Now it'll actually bring up your frequently used contacts as well on WhatsApp. So
that
I've got like
cool.
friends that I use on that I chat on WhatsApp often. They also ring up there, and I can just send a forward to them quick and easy.
WhatsApp for the win, guys! WhatsApp for the win.
The other stuff's quite easy. There's a front-facing video that you can zoom with your finger. You can now slide your finger up and down on the screen. That's a zoom in and out. That's fairly intuitive.
And it seems like iOS is also jumping on that trend because you now can zoom into Instagram now.
Yes.
Love it.
So that's on the Android side. On the iOS side, they actually did a bit more that Android already did. But anyway, so you can now actually answer a WhatsApp call from your locked screen from your iPhone. That's actually quite cool. So like a normal phone call, you can just slide and answer. That's actually quite cool. And then which is one that I quite like, that again, Android already did with the invoice commands. You can now use Siri on iPhone to actually say, Siri, call Tian via WhatsApp, and it'll actually call Tian via, or Siri, send Tian a WhatsApp message, and then follow with a message, and it'll actually send a WhatsApp message.
Great
I say
stuff.
This, Google now can also really do this. So iPhone has jumped on board, and actually quite cool. Obviously, Google will be first because it's Android, right? They're trying out stuff, and they don't mind being wrong. But this is actually quite a cool feature. So go and have a look. There's a few more stuff. You can check it online. I know we use WhatsApp quite often, so obviously you'll pick it up quite quickly.
Yeah, and talking about iOS, Tian, you last week you told people, listen, don't install 10.
Yes. Okay, so my fears were correct. There are some problems with Windows 10. In fact, the biggest problem is that if you installed if you installed iOS 10 on your new iPhone or your old iPhone or your iPad this weekend, you would have bricked your device. That's the absolute truth. So you had to wait for fixes from Apple to actually fix it. According to Apple, less than 1,000 people, it happened to less than 1,000 people. But to be honest with you, if I'm one of those 1,000 people, I'll be really quite angry right now.
So don't take the risk.
So what I'm saying is, wait off. There's other few problems. So Apple fixed the bricking problem, but there's some odd stuff happening on iOS 10 with some older models of iPhones, like the 4 and the 5, and some of the older models of the iPad 2 and that. So don't update just yet. I think wait a month and be safe, and then update then.
I mean, what's happening with these big phone companies? There's another big company I won't mention that recalled their latest device because it wasn't working properly.
Yeah.
What was that happening there?
Yeah, so yeah. No, look, that's in actual fact, you should show what happened there was it's actually that part is not made by them. See, they entrust that part to a different supplier. And it was the part itself that was faulty. So the supplier of the part for the phone was actually in fault.
However, lies the problem.
You're a big boot. You have to take the blame.
Exactly.
And it's a $3.2 billion blame, hey?
Shucks.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Okay, so moving on. So please, don't install iOS 10 just yet. If you've done it and it's been okay, fine. Great. Awesome. But I would be safe. As your tech guy, I would tell you to be safe and wait a month.
Is that what they're giving us, a month, and then they'll have it all
it's
fixed?
Probably gonna
or
be
is that
it's probably going to be 2 weeks, but let's be overly safe. Let me not bring any devices anymore, and let's just go with a month.
Got it.
Okay, you're not going to be behind. You're not going to feel out. Just do it. Be safe.
Listen, Tian, Tinder for political
okay,
news.
Okay, so Tinder took off 2 years ago and everyone's using left and right to view their boyfriends and girlfriends and laughing at people. Even Big Bang Theory had it on their show where they used to swipe people and you know. Okay, so now, what more can we do with Tinder? So someone went and said, look, I'm tired of not reading or not getting the correct news that I want. So I want the news, right? I want to know what's happening, but I don't want some liberal... I don't want people, hippies, writing me news. I want the contemporary, really right-off news, right? The sort of very stern, give me the good stuff. The other people say, no, I want to see hippie news, you know? So a story can, one story can be written in two ways, very liberally or yes. very to the right, so very left or very right.
Yes.
Okay? So, there we go. Tinder for political news. Contento came out and they said, look, okay, we've got an algorithm that can source all the political news from the world, depending on what your likes are, and we'll give you a left and a right swipe. If you want liberal news, swipe left. If you want far right news, swipe right. You'll get the same story written by different people, one in a liberal context and one in a far right context. Mm. So it's actually quite easy. It's quite cool to go and have a look at.
Very
I'm thinking especially the political side, people on campus. It's very, very cool to go and have a look at.
Mm.
And if you're following the South African political problems in the moment, at the moment, this is an awesome app. It's something you get That's some interesting amazing. Results.
And what's the name of the app?
It's Contento.
Contento. Is yeah. it out already and we can already download it?
You can download it already. The first few weeks is free of charge. Then there's a trial that you can also try, and then you can pay for it. But I think I heard a little birdie say that it'll be free of charge.
Oh, we love free, hey? So go yes. check it out on Tempro. That is Tinder for political news. I'm not sure how I feel about
yeah,
that, but
yeah, it's quite
go check it out. And finally, what are we chatting about? Let's just
okay. So last thing we yes. have to move on quickly. Last thing, Google announced today that they will have a sort of hacking competition. Listen to this. Google will give you $200,000 in cash, hard contant, if you can hack the new Nexus phone. So if there are any promising young students on campus that are into hacking or trying out stuff and breaking tech or you know, good developers, Google will pay you $200,000 if you can hack their phone and tell them how you did it.
Goodness.
They will pay you $100,000 if you come in second place, and in third place, they will pay $50,000. So there's three places. It's actually called, what's it called? It's called the Google Contestants Knowledge Something Competition.
Mm.
Project Zero Security. There we go. Project Zero Security. It starts off on the 17th of March next year. Listen to this. Next year. But there are a few free libraries that they're handing out now so you can prepare. So they're giving you the full options
wow.
to prepare. And then they say, look, there's going to be a contest. It's going to run for 2 weeks. It's from the 17th. And if you can, at that time, hack our Nexus phone and you have the best hack out there, we will pay you $200,000.
You know what? I think they'll probably include a contract as well. Hey, come work for us because you hacked our phone.
Yeah, well, with 3 million rand, I would probably do that. Yeah.
Sure.
So just bear that in mind. I know there's a few tech geeks out there like me. This is awesome. I just thought I'd share.
That is amazing. If you out there are very much interested in an easy 2 million rands, come on now.
I mean, that's a great sign from Google, eh? Trying to say, if you can hack my phone, I'll pay you. That's Sheesh. Saying we've got the best security in the market. Just bear that in mind as well, eh?
Exactly. Thank you so much, Tian. Where can we catch you on Twitter, social media?
Twitter is cool. It's at @ITStellenUni or @Tian_IT. That's Tian with one A.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and drop in and tell me what you think of all these little goodies.
Listen, do you guys have a Facebook page as well? Because I've been asked if they can contact
Twitter's
you.
Twitter's the best. Twitter's the best. Or then help student at sun.ac.za.
Perfect send us a mail. Stuff. We'll see you again next week. That is Bits and Bytes brought to you by the IT department.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.